friends, we are continuing the previous shiurim. We've been discussing the question of being yotzei mitzvahs shelo kederech hana, shelo kederech achila, if you eat something shelo kederech, that it's the food is inedible, the food is bitter, are you yotzei yidei chovas ha-mitzvah? We saw b'siyata d'shmaya neflos mitaras Hashem in the previous shiurim, and we hope to continue now. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno v'Rabbeinu, Hagon, Rav Nosson Geshtet, Nezeched Tzadik, Kadosh Lefracha. The Shara Melech in the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah brings a raya that you're not yotze yidei mitzvah, k'she'ochel shelo k'derech hana'osan, from a Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin. Brings the Yerushalmi, famous Tosfos, that everyone quotes this Tosfos. Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. Why did they eat matzah shel chadosh when they came into Eretz Yisrael? Let the essay of Be'erev Tochlu Matzis be docha the los essay of Chodosh, answers Tosfos, that an essay of before the Dibur, i.e. Matzah, is not docha a los essay, that's la'achar Dibur, in other words, Matzah was before Matan Torah, and Chodosh is after Matan Torah, and that the essay Shekodem Adibur isn't docha a los essay shela'achar Adibur. Ve'im Yisan, if it's true that Shaloka Derech Hanasin Yotze Mitzis Matzah, so why does Yerushalmi say that essay of matzah should be docha the lotz essay of chadash? Well, you could do better. You could eat the matzah shelo kederech hana asan. You don't have to come midina essay docha lotz essay. Just eat shelo kederech hana, and then there's no lotz essay at all. Just be b'kayim the mitzvah without a lotz essay. And the teretz is nishkin teretz. The Gemara's teretz is ein essay dekodem adibur of matzah is not docha the lotz essay shel achar adibur. But we still have a kasha meblak mitakasha. What's the question? Eat the matzah shelo kederech hana. If you eat the matzah shelo kederech hana, you're totally cool. There's no los essay. So you just remember kind of the essay. Elavadai, it must be that ein yotzin mitzvah shelo kederech hana. A mitzvah cannot be fulfilled when it is done shelo kederech hana. So frankly, it is not an option to eat the matzah shelo kederech hana. You do that, there's no kiyum mitzvah, so you haven't helped anybody with that. So that is the raya that the Shara Melech brings. He also brings a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim on page 97a. The Gemara asks, on that it says that kachim, it became pasla, and now let it be eaten. Let the essay of achilas kachim be doch lalos essay of not eating psulim. And if you're allowed to be yotzei shelo kedarka, so then fakert, what's the kasha? You could be makayim shneim. Eat the kachim shelo kederech hana. There's no way, sir, and there's a mitzvah. So those are the rayas of the Shara Melech. However, based on what we said, there's no raya at all, because when he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah ba'achiloso, so must be that he's machshiv the achila. And the moment he's machshiv the achila, and then there's also going to be an aveira. Ein achinami, normally there's not an aveira shelo kederech achila. But the moment he's eating it als mitzvah, that's machshiv the achila, which would mean there's also an aveira, so it's not really an option. So ein achinami, normally you can say shelo kederech anoz beseder, but in these cases, shelo kederech hana wouldn't work because it would involve an aveira. As we discussed at length in the previous shiur in the tshuvis of the Ksav Sofer in Aruch Chaim and Siman Sadi Vov, he wants to bring a raya that by achilas mitzvah, eino yoytze kishaochal shaloi kederech hana osan. You're not yoytze achilas mitzvah when you eat shelo kederech hana. From the Gemara in Nazir, Gemara Nazir 29a asks, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that a father is medir as benoy ben nazir, k'dei l'chancho b'mitzvahs, he can make his son into a nazir, v'im chanichem in mitzvahs, im kain, direct the Gemara, how does the Kohen eat the ofos that they're molek? He's eating an avela. So if the kid becomes tamei, then you have to bring a bird offering. When he becomes pure, two birds, shtei tarim u'shnei b'nei yon, echad lola v'echad l'chatas, and the kohen does malika. So malika is normally cool if it's a real carbon, but this is not a real carbon. This is not a real carbon, asks the Gemara. Why is it not a real carbon? Because it's only l'chancho v'mitzvahs, but he's not really a nazir. So how does the kohen eat the ofos that they were molek? He's eating in a vela. Answers the Gemara, Kasavra, Dein Shechita La'of Min HaTorah. There's no Din Shechita Min HaTorah by Of, only by Behema. And therefore, since Midrabanan, he's a Nazir, and his carbon is a carbon Midrabanan, so he's allowed to eat the Nimlacked Of. He's allowed to eat the Of that was not Shechted, but was killed with his thumbnail, and the reason is because ein shechita lof min haTorah. So therefore, it's not going to be an avela. The question is, what's the problem? He can eat the chatas of shelo kederach hanasam. What's the Gemara's problem with him eating an avela? Let him eat it shelo kederach hanah, he'll be yotzei de mitzvah sachil, and he'll be novasu avela. So it must be you're not yotzei the mitzvah of achilas kachim when you shelo kederach hanah. And that's the Ksav Sofer's raya that you're not yotzei shelo kederach hanah. Because if you yotzei shelo kederach hanah, the Gemara wouldn't have had a kasha. Let the kohen eat shelo kederach hanah, and then he's yotzei mitzvah achilas kachim, and it's not going to be an avela. So he's docha based on the Prima Gadim and his psicha lehilchas shechita. That in the Isser Esseh of his avachta ve'achalta, that there's a mitzvah to do, to shecht, you're over even if it's a chatzi shir. You don't need a kezayis, doesn't say lashon achila, it just says b'derech rishus, sham shim tizbach toichal, that if you shecht, you eat it. So only achila shel mitzvah, o shel Isser, mashma'uso b'kezayis. Ulefize gam shaloi kederach hanaasan, eino memuat miveachalta. So when you have an achil of mitzvah or of iser, that's kezayis. But here it's mashma rishus. If you shecht eat, you can eat it. So therefore, even shaloi kederach hana is not excluded from veachalta. And like chatzishir, that's in every place is excluded from achila, that's not considered achila chatzishir. And nevertheless, it's not memuat from ve'achalta v'zavachta, because it's only a rishus. And therefore, you're over on the, if it's a mitzvah and iser, so there's no problem with chatzishir. Meaning, chatzir zasim in a Torah, but as far as getting malchus, as far as being yotzei a mitzvah, being over on the iser completely, so that's not with a chatzishir. But shelo kederach hanah is not going to be excluded from ve'achalta, just like shelo kederach hanah is not going to be mewot ve'achalta. Why? Just like chatzishir, that is always excluded from achila, it's not considered achila. But in this particular case, when it says v'achalta v'zavachta, then it is not going to be excluded. Why? Because it's only rishus. It's only excluded when we're talking about an isser or a mitzvah. But here where it's a rishus, v'achalta doesn't exclude a chatzishir. Similarly, in the same way, says the Ksav Sofer, shelo kederech hanah, we see b'chol makom. It's the lo ksiv achila, like kile akerem, Av shelo kederach hana asan aser. That's who adin v'zavachta v'achalta, which is a chil of rishus. It's an iser asay. And this iser asay is even an achila shelo kederech hana'asan. In other words, if achila is not written, like by kilei akerem, so shelo kederech hana'asan aser. So here too, even though it says achila v'davachta v'achalta, nevertheless, since it's an achila of rishus, this Isser essay is even talking about shelo kederech hana'asan. So the yisod that comes out is that since v'advachta v'achalta is only rishus, it's an Isser essay, but it's only if you want a shecht you can eat it. So it has different rules than general achila. Generally achila is a shir in kederech hana, and this applies even to a chatzi shir and even to shelo kederech hana. And in this way, the Ksav Sofer was doche his raya. Because what was his raya? His raya was, why don't you eat the bird, shelo kederech hana? But, and therefore you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of eating the bird, and you won't be over on eating an avela. And his answer is it's not going to help. Because when it comes to the Isser of Izavachta V'achalta, the Isser Aseh, that requires you to shecht, so there even a Chatzishir is going to be Aser. And there even it's not Memuot from Lashon Achila. And there even Shalokaderech Hana. So normally Shalokaderech Hana is valid for Achilas Mitzvah, but not here, because here we're talking about something that has to be shechted. And when it has to be shechted, even a chatzishir is going to be aser, and even shelo kederech hana is aser. Ad kan midivrei Ksav Sofer. But based on what we said, it's not a raya, because Gemara is a very good question, that according to Reish Lakish, he's eating a nevela. Since the kohen eats the chatas hanimlach, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah achila, so he's machshiv the achila, and if so, he's over on the iser of nevela. So, even though there's no mitzvah in Torah to eat it, because it's only a chatas nazir midrabanan, so we're talking about a father who's made here as benov nazir, it's only mishum chinuch mitzvah. Nevertheless, the sibas achilas hakohen is only because it's a chatas haba b'shvil nazirus, and he's mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch katan. Not for the mitzvah, he wouldn't eat it. So he's machshiv the achila, and therefore he's over on nevela. So, Ksav Sofer, which you want to bring a raya, why doesn't he just eat it shelo kederech achila, shelo kederech hana, and then he'll be mekayim the mitzvah without being over the yisur? It must be that you're not mekayim a mitzvah if you eat shelo kederech hana. And so the Ksav Sofer is doche kedarko, that when it comes to the yisur essay of shechita, you're not allowed to eat it shelo kederech, even shelo kederech is aser. And we're being doche based on what we said in the previous shir, that since he's eating it alts mitzvah, that's machshiv the achila, and since the achila has chashivas, it's also going to be an avera. He's going to be over on iser nevela also, so it's not going to help to eat it shelo kederech hana. So terrific. So we go weiter. The Ksav Sofer said al pi the prima godim, that just like achila shel rishus, just like an optional eating includes chatzishir, so too achila shel rishus includes achila shel kederech, because proper achila is a shir and kederech, and achila shel rishus, which is not proper achila, meaning proper achila meaning achila shel mitzvah, is a shir, is a proper amount, and it is also kederech, the normal way of eating. So achila shel rishus, the Ksav Sofer says, based on the prima godim, it does not include rishus, and includes a chatzishir, and includes shelo kederech. But this is not so pashut. Why? Because what's the prima godim's chiddush? That achila shel rishus applies to chatzishir, because lashon achila can even be pachas mikizayis. Achila kol shu is also achila. Just as halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, that you're only chayiv malchus b'kezayis. But mitzad lashon achila, there's no hechreach that we require dafka kezayis, because who says that dafka kezayis is begeder achila? And all achila is achila. Milayin mishnah lamelech, perak alf mechos chamitzumata lochavav in the name of the Mizrahi, and the mishnah lamelech in the fourth parak of Shuas. So therefore, achila shel rishus, even a kol shehu is begeder achila, because lashon achila can be soivel, can denote even achilas kol shehu. So therefore, the Prima Gadim says that normally we have halacha l'moshe misinai that when you do a mitzvah, so it's going to be a shir. But that doesn't mean achila doesn't mean a shir. Achila can be even less than a shir. Achila is a kol shehu. We just have halacha that if it's a rish mitzvah, then it means a shir. But then achinami, if it's rishus, it's even a mashu. But the Ksav Sofer wanted to extract from this Prima Godim that the same would apply to Achila Shelo Kederach Hana'asa, just like the Prima Godim said that Achila Shel Pachos Mikishir, if it's Rishus, if it's Achila's Rishus, even Pachos Mikishir is going to be Aser. So too, Shelo Kederach Hana is also going to be Aser, because proper Achila is Kashir and Kederach Hana. But here it's not proper Achila, meaning it's not Achila's Mitzvah. So it's even Pachos Mikashir, like the Prima Gadim said, and the Ksav Sofer says, I'll say the same thing about Shelo Kederach Hana. But now we're being fact-baker, and we're saying, who says? Who says? Achila means even Kol Shu, so the Prima Gadim can say what he said, that if it's achila shel rishus, but we don't have a lachol moshe misina, then you need a shir. So even a kol shu is going to be asur, because achila is mashma kol shu also. However, that we require that he should eat kederech hana'asan, he's not learning it from the yitor. But rather, because the lashon of achila means kederech hana'asan. What does achila mean? Achila means who eats, l'shem hana'a. That's why people eat. We've already discussed in the past numerous times the Tshuvas HaHarim and Yeridei and Siman Yudalit, that when the Torah says to do something, it's Kederach, and therefore on Shabbos, when you're Motzi Shelo Kederach Hotza, you're not Chayiv. Achila is Kederach Achila. Rashi, Bishul B'chama Pater, because Ain Derech Bishul B'kach, cooking in the sun, you're Pater, because that's not the way of Bishul. You go into the Mikdash Shelo Kederach Bia, you're Pater. So it's not mitzad yitur alashon that there's some sort of chiddush of shelo kederech achila. But rather, achila means kederech. So if achila means kederech, then eating shelo kederech hana is not achila. And therefore, it's now we're not going to accept the Ksav Sofer's. We're going to question the Ksav Sofer's Yisod. Just like the Prima Gadim says that if it's Achilas Rishus, that includes even a Chatzi Shir, it's going to be Aser. So too, Shelo Kederech Hana is going to be Aser. No. Even a Chatzi Shir is Aser, because Be'etzim, the word Achila includes even a Chatzi Shir. Just this Halach L'Moshe Misina, you need a Shir for an Iser, for a Mitzvah. Here it's achilas rishus, we can say it's even pachos mechishir, where it's not shechted. That's because shechting is a rishus. Pseder, but don't say that about shelo kederech hana, because shelo kederech hana is b'chal not called achila. When the Torah says achila, it's not called shelo. It's not shelo kederech hana. So by Kilei HaKeren, Basar V'Cholav, there it doesn't say Achil at all, you're Chayv Shelo Kederech Hana, because that's not called Achila. But the moment we talk about Achila, it has to be proper Achila. Just by Kilei HaKeren and Basar V'Cholav, where it doesn't say Lashon V'Achila, in the Torah there, you're a Chayv even if it's not Kederech. But anytime it says Achila, it needs to be Kederech. The Ksav Sofer writes, based on his chiddush, that Nevel is aser, afilu shelo kederech hana'asan, because of the essay of his avachta v'chalta, because it's only rishus, and therefore, even shelo kederech hana is going to be Aser. With this, he's medayik miloshen haRambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Bamedvar mamurim." This is in the fifth parak of Yisrael Tera Lachaches. "Bamedvar mamurim she'en misrapim b'sharis sur melo b'makom sakana." When do we say that you're only allowed to be misrape, heal yourself with the other surim besides the big three? If it's a makom of elo b'makom sakana, b'zman she'en derech hana'asan. So when do we say that you're only allowed to be misrapeh with other isurim? B'makom sakana, when you're eating it b'derech hana, you're feeding the chol shkatzim ramasim chametz b'pesach, feeding them on Yom Kippur. So this whole thing that you're allowed to be misrapeh with other isurim only b'makom sakana is talking about when it's derech hana. But shelo k'derech hana is mutter. Doesn't need to be a makom sakana. So the Ksav Sofer is medayek that from the fact that the Rambam says an example of shkatzim and ramasim, and he doesn't say anything about nevela, so it's mukh that the Rambam holds that nevela is aser even shelo k'derech hana. And that's l'shitaso, because he holds this in essay of zavachta v'achalta, and memela from this iser essay of zavachta v'achalta, since we're talking about achilas rishus of eating after shechting, so it's going to be aser even shelo k'derech. Therefore the Rambam doesn't bring an example here that it's only mutter to be misrapi b'sharis sur b'makom sakana when it's derech hana. But if it's not derech hana, it's beseder. The Rambam doesn't mention nevelos because the Rambam holds, according to the Ksav Sofer, that nevelos you're not even out of lead shelo k'derech hana, like we've been talking about the chiddush of the Ksav Sofer. This Rambam has been zochet to, there's a website, Halacha Brura of Merkaz HaRav, and they have a maftech of the Rambam. And every halacha of the Rambam, they have a list, sometimes a long list, sometimes a very long list, sometimes a very, very long list. So this Rambam, I don't know if I've ever seen so many Mar Makomos for one Rambam. Like 200-300, I don't know, just endless. Just on this Rambam. Moiridika Rambam, so it's kedai to learn it. A lot of people speak about it. In any event, so what about the Ksav Sofer's Raya? So it appears, says Rav Nosson, that the Rambam omitted Nevela, because the Rambam is talking about those Asurim that don't have any substitute B'derech Heter, like Shkatzim Ramasim, Chametz B'Pesach, Achila B'Yom Kippur, because you can't feed these things to people in these times B'derech Heter. But Nevela, if you need meat, so Shecht. And even on Shabbos, it could very well be that the Rambam holds better shecht than eating a vela, like the famous Machlokas Rishonim we've discussed elsewhere. The Rosh, the Ran, Yuma, Pei Dalet, and Aleph, what's better, shechting once and being over only one Isser on Shabbos and then eating that, or eating a lot of not shechting, but eating the velas, which is not about an Avera, but you're doing a lot of them. So some Rishonim hold that better do the Avera once than do a lot. So shecht the kosher. Never the Rambam used these Asurim as examples, because Orcha de Milsa is to give a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, because Ein Lema Cheirim B'Derech Heter. Not Orcha de Milsa to give him an Avela, just give him kosher. But here, there's no substitute, so this is what you're going to give the... that's why the Rambam utilized these examples. Shkatzim Ramasim Chametz Pesach. The Rambam says there it's mutter b'makom sakana. But nevela it's efshir b'shchuta. So that's why Sein Achinami, the Rambam would agree that a nevela also has to be derech hanasa. That it's only mutter b'makom sakana b'derech hana. But shelo k'derech hana. It's mutter even shelo b'makom sakana. The Ksav Sofer debates that. The Ksav Sofer says no. Shelo k'derech hana is aser. Shelo b'shas sakana by nevela. And we're saying no. The Rambam omitted nevela from the list because the Rambam is listing things that are only mutter k'derech hana asan, because the Rambam is talking about things k'derech hana asan b'makom sakana, because the Rambam is talking about things that have no substitute. But the Rambam didn't talk about nevela because nevela is a substitute, just shecht an animal. and you have kosher meat. What do you need to have unkosher meat for? Unless you want to say maybe there is no animal, other animal around. So the Ksav Sofer brings a raya. You're not yotzei matzah when you reach Shaloka Derech Hana. From Tesis and Sukkah, Dibra Maschal Mishum. Who writes that in Psachim Lamed Heyomit Beis, it says, Ein yotzei dei matzah betevel. And it's darshan from Sukkim. Lo socha lof chametz mishu sura mishum bal tocha lof chametz yotzei zeh shenis sura mishum bal tocha chametz. El mishum bal tocha tevel. V'tepekle, why don't we say instead it's mishum mitzvah bo ba'aveira? Because he's eating Isser and he's yotzei dei matzah and he vibes with the kasha. Who does? Tosfos. The Tosfos asks that in Psachim it says that you're not yotzei dei matzah v'tevel. And we darshan it from Sukkim. Tepekle, why don't we instead say that you're not yotzei because the mitzvah bo ba'aveira? Tosfos ends off with a kasha. But if you say yotzei matzah, even shelo kederech hana, we need a pasuk that you're not yotzei b'matzah shel tevel. Because if it was alt mitzvah bo ba'aveira, eat it shelo kederech hana asa. So why doesn't Tosfos answer? We need a pasuk because if you eat it shelo kederech hana, there's no mitzvah bo ba'aveira, but you're still not going to be yotzei because you have a drasha that you're not yotzei with matzah of tevel. Why didn't Tosfos answer that? So the Ksav Sofer says it must be that matzah shelo kederech hana, you're not yotzei. And therefore Tosfos says, so anyway, when you eat the matzah, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. You're eating it in the normal way and it's going to be an aveira. Why do you have to come onto the pasuk about special pasuk for tevel? So that's the Ksav Sofer's raya. But based on what we said, it's not a raya. Because there, it's achshave again. It's achshave. He's making chashav. He wants to be yotzei mitzvah matzah. So memela is also going to be an isser of tevel. So normally, you're yotzei achila shelo kederech hana. Just here, shelo kederech hana isn't going to help you avoid the mitzvah b'aveira. That's the Ksav Sofer. He said that eat it shelo kederech hana, so you won't have a mitzvah b'aveira. And all you'll have is the pasuk. Why doesn't Tosfos say that? Then all you'll have is the limit from tevel, the special limit from the pasuk that you're not yotzei with tevel. Why doesn't Tosfos say that? It must be. So the Ksav Sofer, you're not yotzei if it's shelo kederech achila. But according to what we're saying, there's another reason why Tosfos didn't say it. Because if you eat it shelo kederech hana, then it is going to be a mitzvah b'aveira, because you're machshav de achila. And again, we come back to the kashas, then what do you need the pasuk for to tell you now the amount of tevel? Anyway, it's mitzvah b'aveira. So that's some good Torah that we learn, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And we have a lot more to come if God gives us life and health and alegit zachin. And I hope that you stick with me, and I hope that I stick with you, and we are able to continue learning this b'simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol and Yitz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.